Hi, everyone, and welcome to the first podcast for The Secluded Singer. Today I'm here with two of my very good friends, Ash DeHarter and Corinne Granger, and today we're going to be playing Name That Tune and talking about some stuff that relates to the coronavirus pandemic and music. So how are you guys today?
Doing good. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good.
Good. Okay, so are we ready to get into the songs?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, so here is the first song.
Please don't take him just because you can. You could have your choice of men, but I could never love again. He's the only one for me.
Any guesses?
It's
Jolene by Dolly Parton.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so this Jolene. Okay, Dolly Parton. She's literally an angel, first of all.
Yes.
But obviously this connects to, like, the pandemic in the way that she literally donated $1 million to help develop the Moderna vaccine. And I just think that that's awesome of her.
Yeah,
because
that's insane.
Now everybody's, like, kind of calling her a savior and stuff like that.
Yes.
I love it. But I saw a video that I think she posted on her Twitter. And it was her getting the first dose of her vaccine. And she was like, I just got a dose of my own medicine. And I was like, okay, girl. And then I think part of the video was her singing, like, vaccine, vaccine, vaccine. And so, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
She's just, I feel like she does the most.
In the best way possible.
She's truly that bitch. She's very cool, and I feel like she's always been this very larger-than-life figure, because I remember on, like, Hannah Montana as a kid, she would come in as, like, a cameo.
Yes.
And it would just be really, really cool.
Right, and we were also like, oh my god, that's Dolly Parton, and she was, like, this big superstar. The way that her, like, fame has transcended all of the, like, just everything, all the generations, is so cool to me.
Yeah, because, I mean, like, that's where I heard of her from, was from freaking Hannah Montana. Like, I didn't, you know.
Right.
I feel like she really represents, because I feel like a lot of young people are starting to reclaim country music as being, like, representative of the working class and all of that, and I feel like Dolly Parton, you know, really represents a, like, you think of 9 to 5, you think of that type of stuff, and I feel like everybody loves Dolly Parton, and she's gorgeous.
I totally agree. Okay, so my next song that I have here, it might be a little harder. I'm not sure. Probably not. I don't know.
Nothing to kill or die for. And no religion too.
Any guesses?
Imagine.
By John Lennon.
Yes. Okay, so this song, I know you guys both saw this, the Imagine video that Gal Gadot did with all of the celebrities was a thing that happened. It was kind of an atrocity. Nobody liked it at all.
Yeah, that's, like, one thing that everyone has really kind of just agreed on, is that it just was not good.
Yeah, and the key changes.
It just feels so, like, surface level, and, like, wow, things are really tough right now, and it's like, it just feels so disingenuous.
Yeah.
Exactly, and they didn't donate money, like, nothing was added to it, they just said, here's this video of us singing, and it's bad, and that's all.
They just did it. What was the reason?
Exactly.
Why did they think that, like, putting Will Ferrell in a video was gonna, like, make our pandemic easier? Like, I don't understand.
Right, and this was, like, right at the beginning of the pandemic, too, so, like, nobody knew what was going on, and they put this video out, and even then people were like, okay, and what does this mean?
It's not even, like, the contents of the song really, like, line up with the events that happened at, like, the beginning of COVID. It's just, like, vaguely inspirational.
Exactly.
I feel like it has the same energy of, like, the Kendall Jenner Pepsi thing.
Oh my gosh, yes. That whole controversy. Ugh.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think I saw there's this video on YouTube where they try and change the keys to match the video with it. Oh, and it's just all over the place and it does not end in the same key. It's just kind of, it's just a mess. The whole thing was a mess. I don't think anybody knew what we were doing at the beginning of the pandemic.
It was so chaotic though, and it really felt, it was terrifying because, you know, I don't know, when everything just started shutting down, it's like, oh shit. Like, this is real. Something actually big is happening. And that was scary.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so my next song that I have, for everyone, I want to be like, oh, it's going to be hard, but I don't think any of these are hard. But anyway.
Okay.
Guesses?
Telephone.
Telephone by Lady Gaga.
Yes! Okay.
That song brings me back to middle school.
I know. That song, it slaps. That song slaps.
It does.
But this brings me to various live streams that have happened, because toward the beginning of the pandemic, I think it was last April, I think, so roughly a year ago, was when Lady Gaga did she did One World Together at Home, it was called, and it raised $128 million to help fight the pandemic, which I think is really cool. And she had a whole bunch of musical guests on, and it was just kind of like an at-home concert, which we had a lot of toward the beginning of the semester. Mm. Or it's the semester. The year.
Yeah, honestly, those never, like, interested me. Like, the reasoning behind them is good, and, like, I love Gaga, and of course she would be able to do that, but you know what I mean? I never got into the live stream concerts.
Yeah.
It was just like, I could just listen to the music on my own.
See, exactly. And wait, go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, I really liked the Disney one. Reason being, it was just the big thing for my family. I think that's why I really liked it. Same right. With the Gaga one. I mean, like, it was just a chance for, like, me, my mom, and, like, my sibling to just kind of sit there and scream songs in our living room for no apparent reason. So it was just
true.
Fun.
And the Disney ones are, I wanted to talk about the Disney ones as well. Cause they definitely were a craze. Like, they did two of them. Was there only two?
I think so.
Yeah. And I know that for the first one, at least I did like a Zoom call with my entire family and we tried to all sing along together, which was kind of a train wreck, but it was still fun.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that even if, like you said, Ash, like, if you weren't interested in them, it still kind of gave us a sense of, like, togetherness, I guess, in a time when we didn't, like, have it. That was the big thing at the beginning of the pandemic, was, like, we're all in this together. And, like,
yeah.
I feel like that kind of went out the window after a while, but it was definitely, yeah, like, a good thing, I think.
That's actually, like, really weird to think about, though, is, like, how different things are from the beginning of the pandemic to now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so much has changed. I mean, not just in, like, restrictions and things, but attitudes,
yeah,
as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely crazy, and I feel like every day is kind of shocking of what's the new threshold of, like, what's kind of normal again or what people are doing, because it is kind of jarring. Everybody's getting vaccinated and stuff and things are looking better. It's still kind of strange. It's like the weird hesitance of going back to normal.
Yeah.
I agree.
Yeah. Honestly, like I just bought a concert ticket for what's going to be my first concert since everything, obviously. And it's not till January, but it's even still, like, that's so far into the future. So many people are going to be vaccinated and everything, but I'm still afraid. Like, I was super hesitant to even buy the tickets at all because, like, we don't know what's going to be going on by then. Like, the idea of not wearing a mask or anything, like, freaks me out now.
Mm-hmm. I think there's a big sense of, like, germophobia in everyone, or,
yeah,
like, and also, yeah, just genuine, like, fear, I guess.
Yeah, it's crazy because I feel like all of my favorite artists that I follow on Instagram, I've now seen like a couple of fall world tours that are or country tours at least that are happening, and it's like,
mm-hmm,
what? I mean, I guess, but it's like, are the venues going to be smaller? Are masks even going to be required? Like, I'm wondering when we get back to Fred in fall, like, what's going to be, if everybody's vax or if like, is vaccination going to be a requirement? And if everybody's vaccinated, like, are we going to have to wear masks still?
Yeah. And even, like, with masks being mandatory, it's, there's still so many people who just won't wear them. Like, I work at an arcade, and the amount of people that I have to tell to put their masks on or, like, pull their masks up every day, it's just, like, ridiculous. Like, so even if they are required at concerts, it's like there's bound to be some people who aren't going to wear them, which also scares me. And it's just, I don't know.
Right. There's always rule breakers. I mean, the fear of not knowing what is going to happen, you know, next semester, next year, things like that is kind of a scary thing in itself.
Yeah.
Okay. So that's actually a good segue into the next topic and the next song that we have.
Hello, the sunny place for shady people, a crowded room where nobody goes.
Plastic Hearts!
Yes, that's Plastic Hearts by Miley Cyrus. Corinne, did you know that one?
I knew it was Miley Cyrus, but I didn't know the title because I'm fake. But you know.
No, you're not fake, no.
I was literally just telling Corinne before we started this that I was just listening to Plastic Hearts. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That whole album is so good, but the topic that I wanted to talk about actually is Miley's Super Bowl pre-show that she performed. I actually about it on the blog. And it was supposed to be the, like, 7,000 vaccinated healthcare workers were the audience for that, and it was an in-person concert, and it was, like, one of the first actual concerts to happen.
Mm-hmm.
But my big thing with it was that even though everybody there was supposed to be vaccinated, I don't know if that's truly what it was. The barriers, like, separating the people were very close together. It didn't seem like there was social distancing at all. Some people weren't even wearing masks, and you could tell because the camera would sweep the audience and you would see people obviously not wearing masks.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what the goal was there. I think the Super Bowl in itself was something that everyone was kind of upset about because so many people got allowed to go.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as that concert, I don't know.
Yeah, I feel like that was just kind of unnecessary. Like, I understand the point. I get that it was, like, supposed to be to celebrate healthcare workers and, you know, give them a treat and whatever. But it's also, like, if you're going to do that, you should be on top of, more on top of how you're going to execute that.
Yeah, I remember watching the Super Bowl, and I just kind of assumed that it would be, like, nobody in the stands or very limited people. And I remember being very shocked when I saw how many people there were and being like, wait, what? Like, is this allowed mm-hmm. again? And I just remember seeing, like, pictures from Miley's concert. I didn't really know about, like, the audience thing and how, you know, crowded that was, but yeah.
Right. I watched the whole pre-show. I don't think I had anything to do that day, must be, but I watched the whole thing. And I know that, like, the opposite side of that is that Miley was so happy to actually be performing, and that I could tell that the whole band was so happy to be performing, and she brought out, like, guest artists. She brought out Joan Jett and Billy Idol. And it was like everybody that was on stage was having a really, really good time. And I think that that's a good thing for artists to be able to get back out there and you know, do what they love and practice their craft. But at the same time, they were not practicing the proper COVID guidelines.
Yeah. And I feel bad that they can't perform like normal. Like, I'm sure that they miss it. That's got to be, like, the best part about being a musician. But it's just like, you gotta be patient. We'll get there eventually.
I do miss, like, out of everything that the pandemic has, you know, hindered or stopped, I miss live music.
Yeah.
So
much. Oh, yeah,
so
me too.
Much.
All right, so I have one more song.
We were both young when I first saw you. I closed my eyes.
Love story.
Yes. And so I chose that song specifically because Taylor Swift has put out so much music during the pandemic. She put out Folklore and Evermore, both full-length albums, and their variations, too, as well as her re-recordings that she's doing of all her old music. And I think that that's a good testament to how big of a year for music 2020 and even into the beginning of 2021 is, because musicians have just been able to hunker down and, I guess, put out all this great music. For example, I know Dua Lipa's Future Nostalgia was a really, really big one. Her song Levitating is like the biggest song in the world right now. Mm-hmm. And then The Weeknd's album After Hours is also a really good one that came out this past year.
Yeah, I feel like everybody was at home and there was lots of time to make things and also to listen to new music.
Yeah,
right. We all had a lot of time to listen to the music. And I think that that's a good thing for artists, not only that they can put out more music, but that they can get more streams and get more, airtime for that.
Yeah, I feel like that's like the majority of what I've done over quarantine is just listen to music. I that's all I do. Like when I'm playing games and I'm writing, when I'm doing anything, I'm listening to music while I'm doing it.
Yeah, and I think too that artists putting out this type of music has kind of, in a way, paved the way for, I guess, award shows to keep happening. Because we do have award shows happening, like I know the Grammys just happened, and somehow they're still doing those things. And it's like, if artists didn't put out this much music, we wouldn't have so much music to choose from for, you know, the awards and things like that.
And like even smaller artists, I feel like, are really taking advantage of it too. One of my favorite artists personally, unlike Pluto, has been putting out 4 songs a month, one each week. And with 2 of the songs are with different singers also that he's like featuring on them. And then the other 2 are his own. And on top of that, he has like an alter ego called Like Saturn, which is like more lo-fi music and stuff. And he's also putting out 4 songs a month for that too. So it's like he's grinding out music. And I think that's so cool too, is that like they're not letting the pandemic stop them. Like they're just, a lot of people are just making it right from home, which is really cool.
Yeah, it kind of surprises me in a way, just the amount of creativity that everyone's had, because I know with just being inside and not being able to talk to too many people, it's been kind of hard to have a creative brain sometimes. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I'm so glad that there's so much creativity right now.
And I definitely think in coming years, like Corona has been such a traumatic event for the planet, that I do think that it's going to inspire a lot of creativity in the future as we process it.
Oh yeah, for sure.
I totally agree with that. Well, that's all I had for today. Thank you, Corinne and Ash, for coming on my podcast. I had a really good time.
Me too.
Yes.
And as for everyone listening, stay safe and get your vaccination. See you later, guys.